USA Radio News with Wendy King.
President Trump is being urged to support a congressional measure on border security.
I think he's got a pretty good deal here.
Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell saying the bipartisan budget compromise includes funding for border security, but not as much as the president wanted. Minority Leader Chuck Schumer.
The details are still being hammered out, but the tentative agreement represents a welcome path forward for our country and away from the dreaded government shutdown.
The investigation into Russian interference in the election continues. Utah Republican Congressman Chris Stewart.
I think Mr. Mueller is completing his investigation. By all of the signs that we can see, he's close to completing that, and I don't think he's going to find evidence of collusion. And so do the American people think it's fair to just say, well, we didn't find what we wanted to find, what we hoped to find, but let's just keep investigating.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Question, do you have a health insurance plan you are not happy with? Well, Bethany and Jason thought they were stuck. Their plan just kept getting more expensive, and Bethany's favorite doctor didn't even take that plan anymore. And then some friends at church told them about MediShare.
With our previous insurance, we were paying $1,200 a month. With MediShare, we now pay around $600 a month.
Yes, they're paying $600 less per month, and that's a pretty typical savings with MediShare. And they actually like MediShare more.
I was able to go back to my original doctor that I absolutely loved, and it's just been an absolutely beautiful thing being a part of MediShare.
Yeah, so they pay a lot less, and they like it more. No wonder MediShare is growing so fast. Find out more. They're super easy to talk to. All you have to do is call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE, 833-34-BIBLE.
A federal jury in Brooklyn convicted Mexican drug lord Joaquin Guzman, known as El Chapo, of all 10 charges after a 3-month-long drug trafficking trial. The jury deliberated for about a week. New York U.S. Attorney Richard Donahue called it a day of reckoning and alluded to El Chapo's 2 escapes from Mexican prisons.
This conviction, we expect, will bring a sentence of life without the possibility of parole. It is a sentence from which there is no escape and no return.
Millions of Americans are under weather alerts from the Great Lakes to the Northeast. Meteorologist Jennifer Gray says the winter storm is impacting a wide area.
We are going to continue to see, say, the freezing rain, the sleet across places like New York City finally starting to change over to rain. Still snowing in Boston. Cleveland, a downpour for you. We're also seeing snow back through Chicago. So there's a wintry side and there's also a rainy side.
This is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
A sheriff of a border town shares some of the things his town has to deal with. USA Radio Network's Tim Berg has the story.
President Trump was joined by sheriffs from border communities in Texas, New Mexico, and Arizona to discuss border security and what needs to be done along our border between the United States and Mexico. Yuma County Sheriff Leon Wilmot tells Fox News all the things that they have to deal with down there on the border.
We on the local level have to deal with the rapes, the robberies, the homicides, the smuggling of narcotics, as well as human smuggling. And it was basically decimating law enforcement as far as our budgets go, because we have to handle all those ancillary cases that come across. That's not handled by our federal partners.
Gotcha.
The CDC reports an estimated 4.9 million middle and high school students have used tobacco products in the last 30 days. John Clemens reports.
The CDC reports the increase is mainly driven by a surge in e-cigarette use, erasing the progress and the efforts in the past to reduce tobacco use by young Americans. The report also estimated there were 1.5 million more teen e-cigarette users in 2018 as compared to 2017. More than 1 in 4 high school students and an estimated 1 in 14 middle school students used a tobacco product in 2018. I'm John Clemens.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.